and welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
On FBI Radio, hello everybody, nice to be with you. We've got Jordan Shanks in the studio.
Hey, hey.
Tom Montefiore.
Hello.
And I'm Robbie Armfield, and we've got some fun chat and fantastic tunes today, can I say. Boys, how are we feeling?
Great. It's the Queen's birthday.
It really is.
It's always a lovely day.
No, it's not. That's the whole point of the Queen's birthday. It really is not the Queen's birthday
But I think it actually is this time. I thought that was the point. Like, this time it actually is.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, I saw Prince Harry in IGA before was saying...
You saw him in IGA?
I heard him in IGA saying, wishing is the queen of the happiest birthday.
God, what a 1950s throwback. A royal family member talking to you in a supermarket. Where did you hear him? Who was playing that?
It had to be
Smooth FM.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. And Prince Harry wished the queen a very royal birthday. That was like that. All right, so what we've got first is Move Over Beyonce. There's a new queen in town, and her name is the Queen.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
I just didn't.
What's that reference to?
Well, the Beyonce song. I didn't have it. I just realized then we should have queued that up, but I didn't have it. So
we're trying to work out.
What a surprise! Especially on a public holiday, Robbie not doing his job. We should expect this.
Come on.
So who's on par with the Queen is what we're wanting to know.
Well, basically we're just trying to celebrate the Queen, aren't we? We were talking before. We're like, well, who cares? But then we're like, oh, actually, I don't know.
Is in the Queen's defense, who doesn't care?
Jordan had a couple of good points as to why she. Sort of necessary in the world, right?
Yeah, she's sort of a extremely feather touch diplomatic tool. She's the dustbuster of diplomacy.
Mm. So she just invites world leaders over for tea and they talk out their differences, and it's a good thing to have.
Yeah, blowing out the cobwebs. So everybody that says, what's her use? She throws the most banging parties on earth, really. If you're going to say she's useless, you'd have to say Paris Hilton is as well.
Yeah,
and I don't think anybody's game for that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to do, why do we need the Queen? But yeah, so we're doing, why don't we need the Queen? And who are people that we think match the Queen in how useful she is?
On par and also surpass.
Yeah. So,
okay.
What's an example?
The surpass one's going to be pretty easy. Mm. So, Neil Armstrong, for instance. Well, the Queen never walked on the moon, did she?
Yeah, true. He just trumps everyone, doesn't he?
Pretty much. Him, Michael Jackson, they're both on the same plane because they have done something literally out of this world.
Yeah, the moonwalk.
Yeah. But apart from that, yeah, they're their own realm. So, okay, excluding these psychonauts / cosmonauts / dance nauts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beyond
who
else
that,
we got?
Well, I was thinking like Madonna, maybe. I think she's on par to me. In my mind, I care as much about Madonna as I do the Queen.
Okay.
Well,
what's your immediate feeling to that one, Jordan?
I'm going to have to say that that's not fair on the Queen.
Oh.
Ouch.
That hurts.
You.
Yeah.
It hurts you.
That hurts, man. Yeah. You know how I feel about Madonna.
I didn't know this was going to be tenuous. I thought this was going to be a really light part of the radio show. God, why is this so meaty? Yeah. I reckon Sting is on par with the Queen, surely.
All right. If Sting is, surely Madonna is.
I will agree with both of those, yeah.
What about you, Robbie?
Wow, this just went from like a peak of controversy to flattening out very quickly with the introduction of Sting.
Yeah.
That's the only difference in this equation.
Yeah, you know,
all of a sudden there's
boring.
No controversy.
Yeah. I reckon Mel Gibson
is queenly,
is on par. You know, he had his time in the sun and then he said some awful things and now he's, where is he? I don't know, he's showing up to like just movies every now and then and people are like, oh my God, that was Mel Gibson.
Did the Queen ever say anything awful? She didn't raise the flag at half mast when Princess Diana died. It's not saying something awful though, is it? Unless you're speaking to the Navy, I suppose.
Mm.
What she did do is when she was 14, she spoke on the radio and she sort of advised children of that time to be wary of the war. And, you know, that's just a little Queen fact.
Ah, thank you very much, Wikipedia, I suppose, instead of Robbie.
GQ.
Where are you getting it from? GQ.
her nickname was Lilibet.
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 Right. Well, yeah. There you go. So you go. I think we should all just take a moment and think about the Queen at some point today, because right. That is her birthday.
Minute so. Silence yeah. on the radio. Should we do that?
I thought we were going to do that later in the show.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to highlight this in the text. Please, for the love of God, stop Robbie from putting on a minute silence. Please text it and say you don't want that happening.
Yeah, we were going to do a hold your breath contest on the radio and see who could hold their breath the longest.
Might happen.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure both of us can go for longer than a minute, can't we? Because most of us got to the stage where you could go the 25-metre pool down at the Lucky Holiday Inn in Goulburn or something like that.
Yeah.
You could swim along that without holding your breath back.
I guess we'll find out in about 20 minutes.
So. We really will. No, but we've got some interesting texts here saying... or the number, I suppose, 0409-945-945. People saying no. Her birthday is in April. And somebody also saying, why is she named after a mattress size? Oh, bit of a jokey joke on the radio for you. Thank you. Somebody also saying, in reference to our conversation with Greta before, we were talking about gum and why a preservative is bad. Why is swallowing gum bad? He goes, Mussolini ate gum every day. What does that say about swallowing and not spitting?
Exactly, yeah.
That was a nice sort of combo of... I don't know if that's true. Is that true? Or is that just another...
Well, we're talking about fascism as
no,
well.
No, it's so. Clearly fake. So, thank you very much for those prank texts. Just people screwing around with this, really.
It's just lazy.
Wasting our time.
Just a lazy Monday. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Manic Monday. More like mundane Monday. Robbie, hit the song.
Yoo-hoo! Hey, everybody. You're Jordan Chang's Tom Montefiore and Robbie Armfield on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. The question was, do you know what fascism is? the number was... so your text in was 0409-945-945. We're also talking about the Queen. Hey, it's a lazy Monday. What can we say? That was the song Back Together by Metronomy. It's a new one from their upcoming album called Summer 08. Very excited about that. But Jordan, the cats are away. Nobody's... this will make sense in a moment. This little aside. So what's coming out to play, Jordan?
We've got something very controversial we'd like to discuss, and we need to take advantage of the airwaves while management isn't breathing down our necks as they normally do, because there's ideas that we have that we think would benefit everybody if we just broached the subject and talked about these things.
It's one of those things where everyone's out, so we need to make a captain's call. No one's here. We're thinking, we've got this idea, we can't run it by management, so we're just going to go out and say it. What do we want?
When do we want it?
Guys, as the FBI audience, don't you think it's time we got a pet mouse?
What do you reckon?
Probably the first time Dead Mouse has ever been played on FBI radio, and no one said stop, Robbie.
But yeah, we are thinking getting a cool little mouse in the studio here would be great. No one's here, so why don't we get the ball rolling on this? Does anyone out there have a mouse that we can have? Know any mouse equipment that we could have?
Well, one step at a time, Tom. This has got to be a long-standing campaign. I don't think we can just bring a mouse into the studios. It might just get eradicated. They might think that it is just a, oh my God, they've finally evolved into moo mice. Because that's what we want. We want the cow-coloured mouse.
Yeah, the black and white mice. Or... a Spinifex hopping mouse, but we've been looking into that, and you need an Australian...
Wait, what's mammal that? Keeper's license.
Yeah, so if you know anything about that, we'd like
to know. What if a Spinifex hopping mouse? Chinchilla.
Yeah. Or a chinchilla.
We want a chinchilla.
Yeah, but we're not going to get that.
Okay, a couple
we
of...
We need unity here. We need to know what we want.
Yeah. Well, this is why we're discussing this on air at the moment, to clarify these thoughts. Yeah, we had 4 hours before this to do this, but we're doing it now. And we want all of you guys to get in on this. So if you have a spare tank, a wheel, we want to create a mouse heaven in FBI, because... really, the receptionist does nothing all day. They sit there checking out their Facebook, then ringing up and going, hello, FBI. No, this isn't the crime organization. Stop hanging up that prank. It's old.
Yeah,
that's their day.
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of a tricky situation because we aren't here that often. And I think it's a bit maybe presumptuous to just get a mouse and ask them to just feed this mouse so we can just enjoy it whenever we're here.
They've also
one day
got a little dog. They've also already got a little dog.
Do they?
Well, I see it about, don't you?
Yeah, but it's not the FBI's official dog. We want to turn this into a large classroom, and I'm sure as... Look, you can't even get in here. This place is, in its own way, kind of like Japan, in that it will only let certain people in, and it's just hipsters, right? So they'd all be fine with this idea of having a class pet.
Yeah, like a cow mouse. If they don't like the cow mouse, I don't know what they'll like.
Yeah, especially if somebody was able to fashion a small cowboy hat for it and little guns that you can train it to use with its claw-like hands.
Yeah, that squirt out little droplets of water or something.
To feed the other mouse in the tank, because we want to get 2 months, probably.
Well, we've got a few texts here, people saying... get a mouse, let it loose in the studio, slowly turn it into an ecosystem. But also other people saying...
This idea just got huge.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe that could be the case. But we've also got people saying, mice are dicks, get a rat. And somebody else saying, how about a rat? People liking the idea of a rat much more.
Maybe a rat makes more sense for FBI.
But we were going to call the mouse Dead Mouse. We were going to make this Captain's Call. So also, it takes you with ideas of names that you think would be good for a rat, I guess, because I can't think of anything as good as that. But I guess this is what's happening, because the cats are away, so the mice have come out to play. We're the mice.
Jordan, the audience is ahead of you, my man. They texted before. They said, call it Ryan Gosling.
Why?
Now, look, I appreciate the text, but I don't like that one. I mean, I appreciate you getting in touch, you know, really.
But you've lost your getting in touch privileges. Yeah. Somebody else coming with some other ideas.
Other names, please.
Yeah, what are you saying for Ryan Gosling? Is it the mouse or the rat? Don't text in. You've already been forbidden. But what do you assume they were saying, Tom?
About Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
I think just you would assume that... People that listen to FBI are also a fan of Drive and other...
There you go. Possible. That's what I was...
Okay. You're welcome back to the fold.
Weasel. Somebody... mice... Oh, God. Yeah. People saying... too many. People saying get Weasel, whatever. Just make it...
All right. Well, no, we're looking into it. Okay. All right. We're getting a mouse. Yeah. Let's make this very clear. Do you have equipment that we can use
to house this mouse?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, so let us know over the break.
We're going to be playing some house music by Dead Mouse to celebrate this.
For a little moment.
And then we'll play the actual...
A little moment, then we'll play some actual tunes. So yeah, this one's... should we go for a song? Yeah, okay, here we go. Acceptance Speech by Deerhoof. It's from their album The Magic. Hello, everybody. That was the song Acceptance Speech by Deerhoof from their upcoming album called The Magic, Cracking Stuff. You're with Jordan Shanks, Tom Montefiore, and Robbie Umfield on FBI Radio 94.5 FM.
So now we're going to be going on to a new segment called Stuff Report. So hit the music.
We're
crossing over to... I was just getting the pausing for the dramatic effect of the news. So, Jordan...
Thank God, I was really scared.
We're cutting over to you. You've heard a story of Robbie's.
Breaking news from 2 days ago, Tom. Tragic events at Robbie Armfield's friend's house, I believe it was, who has a bunch of corporate friends. They were watching a game of football, and ironically... when someone came up to sing the South African national anthem, who was doing some kind of Nelson Mandela pride speech, Robbie ironically said, boo, get off the stage, you know, to get that classic hipster laugh going, and everybody who was in on it got it, right?
Being like, that's inappropriate.
Unfortunately, half of them were suits and thought, oh, this is all right, time to crack out the old racist jokes, you know? And then it just descended into utter chaos, where... at the end of the night, only him and his friend were laughing. Robbie laughed at the first one, not with him, but at him, because it was just so absurd that someone could just say it with no irony whatsoever, just like, yeah, great, I love this. This is my crowd. This is my crowd. And from there on, just no one was impressed. And he then texted Robbie's friend saying... What's the deal? I don't think your friends like me. Now, we've got an eyewitness account here, Robbie Armfield, in the studio to clarify these unfolding events. Robbie, what happened?
So, basically, you actually sort of got it right. So, this is... So, basically, this is where We each tell us... Did you explain before?
We didn't explain properly, but yeah, it's just... we just told each other what we were up to during the week, and yeah, we're just seeing if we can actually remember each other's stories.
Yeah.
So was that roughly right, Robbie?
Roughly correct. Good job. Good reporting. Good reporting from you, Jordan.
Excellent. So we're going crossing now live to Robbie Armfield, who has an unfolding story about... Can't remember who you were doing, but
me,
Robbie, over to you. You've got to fill up time here. We're on 24-hour news.
Yep.
I've got... news developing here. Tom was at the beach with his friend Sheffers, and he was just sitting there watching the water, and a woman waddles by. She's wearing... she's quite large, and she was wearing a mermaid outfit, and she comes up to Tom, and she says, "Excuse me, dear, could I please have a photo?" And Tom goes, "Yeah, I guess. You know, it's kind of a bit weird for you to ask, but I'll do it." And then, so she starts lying down and posing in all these weird positions, and it becomes immediately obvious that it's more like a photo shoot than just a quick photo by the sea. He takes some extremely dodgy pics. Just in the sense, like, he's not a photographer. They were blurry. They were not good. And he then gives the phone back to her, and she waddles off looking very unimpressed with the product. And he sits back down and goes, "What was that?"
Yeah, I thought I was on a reality TV show.
No.
Oh, yeah, so we're cutting over to me.
Going over to Tom now, reporter on the scene. What do you think about that?
You're getting demoted to weekends, Robbie.
That was really accurate. So, yeah, great work. But, yeah, it was like I was on a reality television show. I thought I could hear people laughing as though, like... Just that thing of how far would you go taking photos? If someone asked you just to take a photo of them standing at the Eiffel Tower and then they just brought out someone with, like, a reflector and they wanted you to do, like, you know, a whole, you know, 20 minutes of photos of all different poses, like, 100 photos. Like, when would you say that, like, enough is enough? Like, I can't do this. I'm not a photographer. That happened to me. It was just the most bizarre thing that's probably ever happened to me. It was insane.
This is incredible that the news is getting the story right. We were here to expose that it's just like Chinese whispers, really, these eyewitness accounts. But no, there's a standard here in the studio. And by gum, it's a serious job.
Yeah, we listen. You know? Yeah.
And
so
now,
yeah, we're cutting to me. Tom.
Tom, there's another story, I think.
Top of this news studio, Robbie.
I'm getting breaking news. There's another story.
So Jordan ran into a celebrity during the week. He was shooting a commercial for solar energy. And Gretel Colleen, the former host of Big Brother, was the star of this ad, and Jordan was playing a kind of a cameo in it, and it was a bit uncomfortable for him because he was planning on doing a stand-up joke later on in the year on Gretel Colleen, and it wasn't in favor of Gretel Colleen. But when he first met her, he thought, "Oh, this is great, like, she's a really awful person, like, I can do this." But throughout the day, he learned that, in fact, she's a star. And he's no longer going to be doing that joke. It's a feel-good story. Cutting over to Jordan, the eyewitness. Was that about right?
The bad bits of that story were omitted. However, that's a nice way to end the news on the duck on a surfboard tale. So I think we'll end on that. Cuddles all around, guys. Should we group hug in the studio?
There's
a lot of equipment, I suppose.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, we'll just hold each other's hands.
Okay.
Which I guess happens at the end of every news bulletin. It should, at least.
Yeah.
Usually when they're pretending to write notes, just hold hands with the camera guy.
Yeah, just smile because you reported truthful events.
Exactly. And what a way to cut into ads about Huggies.
Breaking news, love in the studio.
Breaking news, love conquers all.
Exactly. And now I've got some disturbing texts here. The number 0409945945, in reference to what we were talking about earlier, we want a bloody mouse in the studio. We want one to be here. We want an ecosystem. Somebody says, "Screw the mouse. Kidnap and stick dunks in a cage. Would be totally hipster and postmodern to keep a human as a pet. Couldn't agree more. Dunks, what's your take on this? I'd love to hear from you."
Dunks is a long-time listener.
What are we hoping to keep him in? Just a tank that's as long as he is. So I haven't seen him, but I'm assuming from his voice that he's a 6-foot man.
Yeah.
So we need a 6-foot aquarium that you buy from specialty aquarium stores.
Yeah, a water tank with enough space for him to keep his head above water. But just enough.
Call in if you have any experience with that sort of thing. The number's 833-22-999.
Dunks, can we at least do it for one day and feed you fish flakes? Come on.
Ah, yes. The sultry sounds there of Dunyan with their song Frank's Cactus from their new album, Alas Suck. Okay, you're with Jordan Chang, Tomato Fiore, and Robbie Armfield on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Got a couple of... we've got one text here, and the number's 0409-945-945 in relation to the name of the mouse. Somebody said it should be called Mousy Rothko, like the artist... Buttermouse. I like it. I like it more than the Ryan Gosling one, so there you go. But but we also appreciate
and
you.
And I really appreciate your introduction to it as well. Really breaking it down, why it's called that.
Yeah, like the artist.
Stopped a lot of confusion in the studio, as was with Ryan Gosling, where we're all saying, surely it should have been Ryan Rattling or Ryan Mouseling. Like, yeah. Give us something.
Yeah, they made it clear.
But now, do you know what day it is today? It's the Queen's birthday. And we're going to be telling people to walk the plank, or if they don't entertain us. We're going to be wanting to be entertained right now because it's the Queen's birthday.
So what's happening here is there is the Invisible Queen, because as we all know, as loyal subjects of the Empire, she is omnipotent. The sun never sets on the British Empire, and we are her loyal subjects, and she is demanded to be entertained, rightly so, on her birthday, of which, as a matter of fact, Hugh Jackman once asked her, do you know it's your birthday today? And she said, oh, but it's in April. So she doesn't even know we're celebrating her birthday today.
Tom, I want to be... Well, the Queen wants to be entertained.
Okay, so...
Entertained.
I can do this cool thing where I can hold my breath for an entire minute.
You can't do
are you,
this.
Were you, that's what I was going to do.
Were you actually?
I'm not joking. How dare you? That's what I was doing you first. I was like, that one, then Jordan, then I'll do the whole breath. And I'll please that texter and I'll entertain you guys.
Yeah, well...
Oh, well...
No.
We just cut both your guys' heads off.
it's probably
the least entertaining thing you could possibly do.
I'm not actually going to do that.
Oh, come on.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do this thing with my hair where I can go... I'm moving my scalp.
Okay, so he's moving his forehead to make it look like his hair is a wig.
That's right.
It's radio, mate.
I'm
radio.
My hair.
Yeah, okay. Nobody can see.
Yeah, well... Are you entertained?
Quick counter question to you, Tom. Are you proud of that?
I've always been proud of that. I've used it less as I have got older, but I think if I had to entertain the Queen quickly like this, I would throw that out.
When were kids stopped being amused by that? Were they even amused in kindergarten? If somebody came up to me and did one of those crap tricks that you just did then of going, check this out, every single time, I was just being polite if I was in a good mood.
Maybe
it was after recess and
polite.
I'd had my juice. Mm.
Huh? Maybe they were just always being polite. But yeah, they'd grab my hair and think it's a wig and then they'd lose interest.
Wow, so yeah. You were like the original Donald Trump scandal of whether or not your hair's real or not.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But yeah, I think the Queen would enjoy that.
Really?
Are we entertained?
She's probably said a lot of cool things in her life. She's opened every single Commonwealth Games.
All right, you entertain us then, Jordan.
With pleasure.
No, actually, Tom, I'd like to just cut off your head.
No, not yet.
He's dead. He's down.
He's down.
Was that? Not yet. So confusing. Everybody in the royal court is looking around with utter fear. They could be next. This executioner doesn't abide by rules.
It's unfounded, but it happened. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, what? Jordan, entertain us.
Better be good. All right. Okay, so what I've got, ladies and gentlemen, is two mini
USBs.
Hard drive USB devices that I'm going to juggle because I never learned to juggle three things, and I'm going to be singing while doing it. She's a maniac on the floor, and she's dancing like she's never danced before. I dropped one. Never danced before.
Yeah, that was pretty entertaining, I guess.
To the guillotine.
What?
Cut off his head.
Wait, you're not even
Hold
the queen.
Hold him down.
You're not even the queen. No.
You're done, mate.
Right. So you can blink after your head's been cut off. Well, at least you learned something.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, what's your... How are you going to entertain us?
I'm going to entertain you by...
Oh, he's farting with his arm. Oh,
he's doing it up it. Excellent, Robbie. Well done.
Very nice.
The man of many talents. Poetry, arm flaps. What else can you do? That's right, he can do terrible impressions. Yeah. But he didn't want to do that in front of the Queen. He wanted to bring out the big guns.
Yeah.
Somebody asking, did I accidentally play that sound effect during the song? Yes, I did. But I was hoping people would be like, this is FBI, weird music, man. Fine. You're like, anything works, right? Yeah. We've got one saying, can you wiggle your ears? Can you wiggle your ears, guys?
Maybe I can wiggle my scalp.
Oh, we've done that one already.
Yeah, no, the whole thing
just
goes.
You're dead, Tom.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
But you're the only one that has any say here. It's just two ghosts. Yeah, the ghost of the past judging the only alive man in here. Dare he join the ranks of his fellow dead countrymen, dying for the most noble quest of all, entertaining their queen.
Yeah, I think you have to kill yourself.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No.
I changed my mind as well.
Oh.
It was actually all right. It was pretty good. I definitely thought Robbie won that.
No. Okay, well, who do you think won? Maybe.
Directly to you, the audience. That's who Robbie was referring to.
We've got another one here about the names for the mouse that we want for FBO Radio. We really want this to happen. I'd rather a chinchilla, but we know it's...
Or a desert mouse if you can get us the license. Somebody please walk us through that.
Yeah, if you know how to get that. We would love a Spinifex hopping mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a small kangaroo mixed with a mouse.
Yeah, that's it.
Hence the name.
So, yeah. So, if you have a cage, if your mouse has died and you've just got it in the garage or something, throw us the cage.
Okay.
In reference to the Nick Cave song, God is in the house, mouse is in the house.
Hello, everybody.
Wow.
The song. What? Oh, sorry. That was the song Jet in Jungle by Damaged Bug from his most recent release called Cold Hot Plums. You're listening to Jordan Shanks, Tom and Fury, and Robbie Armfield on FBO Radio 94.5 FM. Got some text here in relation to the name of the mouse for FBO Radio that we want to get. People want to call it Mousy McMouseface. They're in reference to some boat, yeah, which was rejected, sadly. Newt. Somebody said call it Newt. Somebody said call it King of the Durries.
I think we've got a winner.
Lord Robbie
II. Do we even have to vote on this?
King of the Durries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that has to win.
Who's not happy with that?
I was going to go Mousy McMouseface, but yeah.
Yeah, me too, but I'm sorry. You're second place.
King of the Durries, it's done. Yeah.
Okay, so King of the Durries.
We've got a second mouse that we want to get as well. Maybe one Spinifex mouse and one cow mouse, if we can. So get us a mammal license. Don't just come up with names. Don't do the easy bit.
Yeah, so the Spinifex one can be King of the Durries, and the cow mouse can be
Mousy McMouseface. Everybody wins, huh?
So what do you think? Spinifex?
A Spinifex hopping mouse. They're like these tiny little balls of fur that just like go really
is
fast.
Is that one word, Spinifex?
Spinifex. Yeah, it's like a type of grass.
Huh.
You're not from here, are you, Robbie?
Yeah, just call it a chinchilla.
They also have a quite... If anybody wants to look them up in Google right now, tell us that they don't look like they're plotting the downfall of mankind.
Yeah, they're just hunched back as though they're just, in deep thought.
You need it. The world's cutest villain.
But now...
We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
But we don't have a lot of time.
So what we're going to do is... it's called Enhanced Celebrities. This is one of Jordan's great
classics.
Jordan Classic. Where we say the name of a celebrity or a politician or someone like that, and then within... as quickly as possible, you need to enhance the celebrity.
Okay. Because, as previously mentioned, we don't have a lot of time.
So, an example would be... So, Robbie, get the music ready.
Yep.
Go.
Yep. Yeah, what? So
Corey Bernardi would be the example.
Yeah, no, so you say it, and then he says the next thing, then I do the music, right?
That's how you do the music first, then he says the thing, then you do the music.
Okay.
How many times have we gone through this? Not once. Sorry about that. And you've got the wrong cue out.
Oh, for God's sake. Look, all right, here.
We rebuild him. We have the technology.
But we don't have a lot of time.
Corey Bernardi.
And then it goes, bounces to me. This verbal ball goes into my court. And then I whip back with a... Corey Bernardi is now Corey Barramundi.
A Jordan classic, classic, classic.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so let's
you
try.
Get the gist of it. Now let's play.
Let's try again.
And the game is going to be so much shorter than the explanation of the rules. This is the gridiron of radio shows.
Okay, so now... All right, so...
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
We're doing this every time as well. But we don't have a lot of time.
Steve Jobs.
Let's pass over to me.
Yep.
Okay. Steve Cardboard Box.
A Jordan classic.
Shippity doo da.
This is not me. This is not me. You gave me a bad choice.
No, that was really. Yeah, I reckon that was okay.
Well, does anyone else have any suggestions? He's Steve Box now. You can't do anything.
Steve Jobs.
Steve
yeah.
Cardboard Box, sorry.
Steve Krabs.
All right, let's try again.
Oh, okay, all right, let's see.
We're doing it two more times, Robbie.
Okay.
And the whole intro.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
But we don't have a lot of time.
Michael Jackson. Robbie?
Michael Krabs.
The world's worst surgeon strikes again, just obsessed with crustaceans. Everything is a crab if you give it to Robbie.
Oh, my goodness. All right. One more time.
Okay.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Seth Meyers. Sorry, we don't have a lot of time. Seth Meyers.
Seth Liars.
All right.
You can't combine him. Are you combining him with just the dictionary definition of liar? Just cutting that out and putting his head on top of that.
It's Seth Meyers, but he always tells a lie. He's enhanced.
I think you've heard that last piece of music there, Tom. Well done.
All right, well, that was that.
And it'll be coming back.
Yeah.
You mark my words.
But now I'd like to do... I reckon that was a bit crazy, so let's take things down for a minute.
Okay.
If you know about me, you know that I've invented a new kind of poetry. It's called a blush. Okay. And tentatively, it goes 3-5-3 syllables wise. All right. But right now, I'm just going to give you some of the ancients.
So you're going to read a haiku.
But it's supposed to be 3-5-3, right? So this is 5-7-5.
This is not a blush.
It's just a haiku.
I'm just saying I'm a creator of a poetry form reading a bit of poetry.
So this is you're just bragging about your creation.
I'm bragging about my poetry and then reading somebody else.
Okay, so you are... Who's the guy that made Pulp Fiction?
Tarantino.
Yeah, you're just the Tarantino of poets, aren't you?
That's exactly right. Okay. So, here we go.
He's proud of it.
This is Yosebu-son. I have marinated the sushi all by myself here, not expecting anyone.
It's just beautiful. Every time. It always surprises me. How Isn't beautiful it? Your haikus are.
Well, they're not mine, but they're, you know, I mean, I do feel like they, you know, hopefully they brighten your day out there if you're having a nice little, you know, relax on this Queen's birthday.
Should we call one of the mice Yosebu-son?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great having that poet of a man of that calm genius seeing something named after that, this small creature that is usually exterminated as vermin running on a wheel?
Well, they always look like they're deep in thought, so yeah, Yosebu-son would be perfect.
That's great.
I think they're a little bit too fast. It's okay, so we're going to have to call it Yosebu-son in a time lapse.
Yosebu-sonic.
Yes. Yosebu-sonic the spin effects mouse.
So yeah, keep the texts coming in on the mouse front.
On the mouse front, please. But also, I think
we just want stuff at this point, though, don't we? We don't want ideas. We've got enough of them.
We just want a mouse.
I'd like to reference back to the fascism, if we can. Because I know, Jordan, you had a big discussion recently with a particular person about this idea. We've got a text here saying, surely fascism is bad as it takes away the freedom of the population to choose how they are governed? It was a question. So, do you think...
Take that up with your fascist friend?
The thing is, I don't know enough about fascist dictatorships, and obviously he's very hearsed on the subject, but you would have to assume, given its extremely negative press, that it is a bad form of government. I couldn't say anything to stop this madness, though. It had to unfurl.
Because wasn't it that we're reading just before, like the quick definition of it, it's if you don't have a liberal democracy, that liberal democracy doesn't work, so you need a dictator to just tell us what's what. Is that basically fascism?
I think so.
Yeah,
imagine. And actually, I kind of agree with that.
That's,
he could be right. Yeah. Does anyone think that's a bad form of government? This all-knowing being,
well,
the great mind.
Yeah. If we had some kind of AI intelligence that was our dictator, then maybe.
Yeah. So robotic fascism. That is your perfect form of government, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah. I guess in an ideal world, if you had a perfect leader.
So what you want is robo-Hitler.
Yeah.
Much like RoboCop, except for, you know, more fascist.
Yeah, I guess so.
But who watches the Watchmen?
Yeah, who guards the Guardians?
That's it, yeah. Is that?
Yeah, it's both. Those,
okay,
yeah.
Right. So that's the problem with that one then, is it? So they can just go wild with whatever they would like to do.
Yeah, power and corrupts.
Power.
Absolute power. Power corrupts absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
Where's those are from? All good points, but I'm still liking the idea of robo-Hitler.
Yeah. I do too. Like a robo-Hitler can't be corrupted. It's a computer, right? They don't have emotions like us.
Maybe when it has a virus, though, it goes like, all right, that's it. All of China, I'm feeling ill today, and then wipes it out. And then and when it's back in consciousness again, it's just like, oh.
What have I done?
Yeah, just like when your dad snaps at you when he's got a cold. Or whatever, and then afterwards he feels bad about it. But you know, he's Robo Hitler. It's going to be way worse.
He doesn't know any better.
Perfect political segue, Jordan. I think people would love to hear from you. You know how Google has corrupted the searches for Bernie Sanders or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Like don't you? Yeah.
As usual, Tom has finessed it with a great extraction of just how severe this story is. Do you remember when you were watching it on Google?
Yeah.
Ironically. What they were saying about this story.
Yeah, it was a new media, like a new Matilda kind of site. And they posted this video that had 20 million views. And the title of it was, "This is the most important story we've ever published."
Oh, wow.
Do you think that 18 million of those clicks were clickbait?
I reckon that is the perfect clickbait title. It doesn't get better than that. Like, it's... You've got to clickbait.
Yeah, surely.
They've broken the internet.
Yeah, it's like they've mastered it. This is the most important thing ever. And it is pretty important. They were saying that, yeah, Hillary Clinton has just had the Google search results. Like, if you Google the start of her name, the suggested searches have been, like, altered. So, they've got rid of... things that might be damning to Hillary and just had
her upcoming FBI investigation, her possible indictment. These searches are repressed on Google, but oddly, they're not repressed on Yahoo.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What about Ask Jeeves?
Yeah.
All of them are cool with it. But that's because who actually uses this?
Well, you use Yahoo.
I use Yahoo Mail. Their search engine's crap.
Yeah.
But their email service, second to none.
Which you never log out of. You just go places and just leave it long term. What's up with that?
Which is why recently my Facebook account was hacked and now I'm in a bunch of orgy chats.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. With a lot of men from around the world going, hello. Hello, is there any women's in here?
Where would that
like
have happened?
200 members in this.
Where did you get hacked, do you think?
Definitely here. Oh, where God. Else?
Also, I'd just like to ask, you know Obama publicly supported Hillary, right?
Yes.
Why would he do that? And also, he was like clearly reading. He was clearly reading. You could see from his eyes he was like reading a script.
I don't get why people have a problem with that.
I'm not saying like, I'm just wondering why. I'm not necessarily saying it's a problem. I'm saying, like, what's the point of that? I don't know what the point
of backing that. Hillary.
Yeah, of him doing that.
What?
Why?
Surely everybody gets what the point of that is.
What?
Backing Hillary.
New old order, man.
Oh, Illuminati.
This is not where I wanted the conversation to go. I'm saying that obviously now that she's got the delegate count, really Bernie Sanders winning is, unless she gets indicted by the FBI before this happens, which she won't, because the head of the FBI is a Republican, so he's definitely, if he's going to indict her, it will be during the general election, because she's already a weak candidate against Trump. In fact, she loses in most polls. How terrifying is that?
But I think, I think Bernie also is losing in a lot of those polls now as well. In that, like, it, because he's,
Well, so Trump is that popular?
Well, I think they were saying, like, you shouldn't trust the poll of Bernie doing better because,
Yeah, there's like a few reasons to it. But like Bernie's had
none of which you remember, do you, Tom?
Well, no, nothing bad's been flicked onto Bernie yet, while Hillary's had...
Oh, like, that's such a establishment argument.
Well, the Republicans have supported Bernie because they want Bernie to do well to like split the Hillary vote. So like that's what that's what the New York Times was saying.
Right.
But they say a lot of weird stuff.
That's... They're so pro-Hillary, though, Tom.
I know.
So, anyway, we've got pretty bogged down.
Do you just like being the devil's advocate? Is that
Well, you know, like, it's a discussion. I think it's... like, you know, we just don't want to all agree on it.
Well, we've got pretty bogged down in political chat, right?
So. Hey, it's not pitch. It's not pitch and pitch. It's pitch and catch.
Okay. Since you've been all contrarian, Tom, how about you entertain us again?
All right, guys. I'm going to hold my breath until the end of the show.
Okay.
All right. I think we've got 10 minutes to go, don't we?
No, we don't. Like, we've got to go. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's leave on a high. You know, we had a little bit of...
All right. I'm going up really close to his mouth to make sure he doesn't shallow breath, which is an idea that I gave him before this of it's very easy to cheat. And you could see Tom go, can you?
Yeah, well, why would you do that?
Will he be... Okay.
Okay, currently going in for the last gulp. He's now holding. He's feeling quite relaxed about it currently, but then again, we're only at the 20-second mark, and I have heard that human beings do need to breathe.
Tom, we're not entertained. Yes! No! See, Zed is off again. Okay, you've been with Jordan
Double Shea. Beheaded. See you guys. I've only been beheaded once.
Tom Montefiore.
See ya.
And Robbie Armfield, and you've been listening to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. This is the song Horace and Pete. It's from Paul Simon. It's the theme he did for that show, Louis C.K.'s new show.
Guys. Does anybody know a head surgeon? Because we need to get our heads reattached. Happy Monday.
I think Stephen Goodhue's on now. Is he? Stephen Goodhue's on now with his playlist. So I'm very, very happy about that. But also I'd like to say thanks so much to him publicly. Went to see the band Deaf Heaven at Vivid the other week with him. It was really cool. So thanks so much, Stephen, for that. here we go. Here's the song. Bit of a chill one here. Horace and Pete, Paul Simon. See you guys. Bye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.